In this slide, we will go over the steps necessary to create a C++ project in visualc++.net. In the next slide, we will write a basic C++ program and show how to create an executable file from your code. You may want to pause the lecture from time to time so that you can follow along with the steps. The first thing to do is to open visualc++.net. Note that if you are using a C++ development program other than Visual C++, then you will need to refer to its documentation for details on how to create a project. There are numerous C++ development programs, and we can't cover them all, so we focus on the game industry standard here. The figure in box A shows the default startup page of visualc++.net. To create a new project, you can select New Project from the center screen, which has been pointed out with the red arrow. Alternatively, you can go to the menu, select File, New, and Project. Both accomplish the same thing. After you instruct visualc++.net to create a new project, a dialog box appears as shown in box B. For Visual Studio, you have the option of many different project types. Highlight the Visual C++ Projects folder as pointed out with the arrow. If you only have Visual C++ and not the entire studio, then you may not have as many options as shown. Once you have selected the Visual C++ Projects folder under Project Types, you need to select a template on the right-hand side. We are interested in the Win32 project template, so select that icon, as shown by the blue arrow. Finally, select the location you wish to save this project to on your hard drive, and then enter a name. Here we name the project PrintString. Once that is done, press the OK button. After you press the OK button, a new Overview dialog box appears, as shown in box C. Select the Application Settings button underneath the highlighted Overview button on the left, as shown by the yellow arrow. Box D shows that a new set of options appears. In particular, you want to select Console Application for the application type, as shown by the green arrow, and you want to check the Empty Project checkbox under the Additional Options heading, as shown by the red arrow. As we said in the last slide, we will be making console applications in order to learn the C++ programming language throughout this course. You may ask why we check the Empty Project checkbox. If we do not select this option, then Visual C++ will add some default files to our project and a basic skeleton program. Since this is a learning course, we want to start everything from scratch. So by checking the Empty Project box, we tell Visual C++ that we don't want any files automatically generated and added to our project. After you finish Chapter 1, you might want to try creating a project that is not empty to see what it does. After you've checked the console application type and empty project, you are done configuring options and can press the Finish button. Once you've selected the Finish button, Visual C++ will be busy for a moment as it sets up your project. Then things will return similarly to the way they looked in box A, with some subtle differences, since you now have a project created and opened. At this point, our project is empty, and we now need to add a source code file to it. We show this in the next slide.